From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend in Scotland after downplaying a newspaper report in which he was critical of British Prime Minister Theresa May. Trump met with May at the Prime Minister's country home Friday and afterwards said that the U.S.-Britain relationship is the highest degree of special.
When I saw her this morning, I said, I want to apologize because I said such good things about you. She said, don't worry, it's only the press.
Trump also said that an explosive interview in the Sun newspaper was, in his words, fake news. In the interview published Thursday, Trump was quoted as slamming May for her handling of Brexit, praising her former minister Boris Johnson as a good candidate to replace her, and blaming immigrants in London for the city's crime. A federal grand jury here in Washington has indicted 12 Russian military intelligence officers with conspiracy to hack into Democratic computers during the 2016 presidential election. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, the charges are the latest brought against Russian nationals by special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Moscow's interference.
It's the clearest allegation yet of Russian efforts to meddle in the race. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says the Russians, among other things, hacked key Democratic email accounts, collected information, and created two fake online personas.
And they used those personas to release information, including thousands of stolen emails and other documents, beginning in June of 2016.
Months before Americans went to the polls. The indictment does not allege any Trump campaign associates were involved or that any vote tallies were changed.
That's AP's Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. A massive